Oh, Crystal.
Oh, don't use that.
What's
song.
It like being famous?
Not for good
Worldwide,
reasons.
Worldwide, the whole country's talking about one person, and that is you.
I never thought the reason why I would be in all the magazines and on all the Facebook pages and on Kyle and Jackie O was for this reason. But anyway, I think I did talk about this on air.
Yes.
The fact that Bryce from Married at First Sight and I hooked up in 2017 at the Commercial Radio Awards.
Yep.
Now, watching the show, I worked out the fact that he had been with his girlfriend for 5 years before. So me and him hooked up when he had a girlfriend, which I did not know.
Yeah, the one he was engaged to.
Yeah. Now, I told you I was not going to go to any media about this. I had a few people hit me up from different like websites and I was like, nah, not doing it. Then Kyle and Jackie O called and I was like, okay, fine.
Yep, yep.
We'll talk about it, which I can't believe we had an 8-minute conversation on Kyle and Jackie O. Can I just say I hate that they called us, but then on the radio they said, okay. Now, we're on in 3 seconds now. You guys called us, all right? And then it's like, so, Krista, what are you calling for? I was like, great. I hooked up with Bryce, guys. That was me.
Yeah.
But it got way worse. So, we're chatting about that for a while, which was fine.
Yeah.
Then they decided to call up and get Bryce on the phone.
Too much.
I'll just ring him now, guys. Oh, might as well just get out of the way.
Why not?
He may not answer.
So
I don't know.
Juicy.
Yeah. You know what private numbers are like. You just think the bank's chasing you all the time. Yeah. A lot of people don't answer.
Hi, Bryce.
Bryce, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, good. Hey, great interview this morning. You're on the air, by the way, right now.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Hey, you're also not only on air here in Sydney and on the iHeart app and everything, but on Star 106.3 in Townsville.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Do you know who does the show up there?
Yeah.
Well, just throw the name out.
Crystal and Brady.
Correct. Hey, guys, say hello to your old mate, Bryce.
Hey, Bryce.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Do you remember the night we all met?
Sorry?
Do you remember the night that we all met?
Yeah, Acres.
Yeah, it was a good night, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, just another night.
By the way, Bryce, the rest of us already know what happened. You know how the...
Hey, it's, at least Bryce can have a say. He needs two sides to every story.
You're right,
guys.
Jackie. Hang on. Let's just
you
change
should
this.
Give him
Crystal's
a
making the outrageous claim that you and her had consensual sex at the Acras and that she feels bad. She thinks there might have been a girlfriend crossover thing going on there.
No,
period. Sorry. Fiance crossover. Sorry?
No, not a fiance then. Sorry.
Oh, just a girlfriend?
No, I don't know if you even call it that.
Oh.
Oh, so Crystal, like, hey, yeah, so you don't have to feel bad after
Did you
all.
And the fiancé have a break, did you?
We had multiple breaks.
Okay.
Oh, so at this point, it was a break from the fiancé.
I think if everyone knew the true story behind what happened in the relationship with my ex, it would answer a lot of questions.
But well, what is the true story?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if I was going to say anywhere, I'd say it on your show, Kyle, but no.
It's not. Actually, you know what? It's not fair because we'd need both of you for the, you know, for...
Oh,
for
well, that's stopped people before.
That makes me feel a little bit better, Bryce, because I thought you were a cool guy. And when I saw on Maths you'd been in a relationship for 5 years, or that's what you said, I was like, you're kidding.
Yeah, on and off. So, no, don't feel bad.
Okay.
New girls, you're always searching for something to feel bad about. No, you got one away. That's
well, maybe
fine.
Next like, every time. Maybe next time I'm married at first sight, say 5 years with breaks, just so we're all clear.
Thank you all. It's been a nice reunion.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. I'd say we'll see you at the Radio Awards, but you guys never show up, so.
Well,
it's
that's true. True. Yeah,
it's
that's
true. She's got it there.
Weird morning.
Look. I sort of hate that got out. Not for me. Like, if I was single, I wouldn't care. But it sort of sucks for Joey.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? This guy, he's obviously lying in that interview.
Oh, yeah.
What a loser. And I hate cheaters.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, if you're a cheater, you scum of the earth, you deserve to be outed. So I'm sort of like, stuff him. And guess what?
What?
Got the delete on Facebook. He deleted me.
You know what's interesting? I checked as well. He's deleted me.
He deleted you too.
I've been dragged into this.
See? Dodgy. Obviously lying. Anyway, love you, Joey. I'm sorry that all this went on. He didn't talk to me for like an hour yesterday.
Well, you know what? He's had a big day.
Yeah, it's probably fair.
Star 106.3.